cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord. Make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken the seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow the example. For they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they do not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their vitreous and lengthen the tassels. They love places of honor at banquet, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplace, and salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not call Rabbi. You are but one teacher. You are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You are but one father in heaven. Do not be called the master. You have been but master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be the servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbled himself will be exalted." Gospel of the Lord. This is teaching us to be humble. It's not easy. We can say this part of our humanity. With the grace of God, nothing is impossible. Jesus knows our weakness. He knows. Important, we have to follow Him step by step. His footfall is humble, humility. Let's ask Jesus to give us a humble heart. Whatever we do today, it's only for His glory. See each person as you see Jesus. Treat them as we treat Jesus. Jesus is with us. Jesus today will be present in our labors. Let us live well, moment by moment, to be Jesus in our life. Jesus, give us an eye to trust you. Jesus, today we meet you in every person. Jesus, thank you for teaching us this beautiful experience, this grace. We need that. Jesus, give us your grace to treat every person as if we treat you.